Dr. Elga Mishnah weiter mesecht es chala peri gimel Mishnah ches. Oivet keichavim and oivet keichavim. Shanasan who gave his flour to Yisrael, to Yisrael lasses le'isa, to make a dough for him. Even though the Yid is the one who rolled the dough, peturim and a chala. Because the Yid was doing it for the Oivet keichavim. How do we know that the dough of an Oivet keichavim is pater and chala? And the answer is, the Pasuk says, Arisa Seichem, your dough is chayiv. So basically what the Mishnah is teaching us, explains the Batanur, it's not a question of who physically needs the dough. The question is who owns the dough at the time that it was rolled into a dough. If at that time it belonged to the Yevet Kechavim, it's Pater. If at that time it belonged to the Yisrael, it would be Chayiv. So if it belonged to the Yevet Kechavim, it's Pater, even if the Yisrael is the one who made the dough. And the other way around is true as well, says the Batanur. If the dough belonged to Yisrael, even though David Kechavim physically kneaded it into a dough, it's still chayiv. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, Nesana loy matana, if the David Kechavim gave the dough to Yisrael as a gift, so here's the din. If he gave it to him, shaloy gilgal, before he rolled it into a dough, and when it was rolled into a dough, it was already property of the Yisrael, chayiv, then the Yid has to separate challah from it. But if the Yevet Kechavim gave this dough to the Yisrael as a gift after it was rolled into a dough, in other words, when it became a dough, when the Chiyuv Challah clicked into place, it was still the property of the Yevet Kechavim. Part of the Yisrael is Pater and Challah because at the time of becoming a dough, Gilgal, which we call rolling it into a dough, it belonged to the Yevet Kechavim. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, a Yisrael ha'oise isa, Yisrael who is making a dough, but he has a partnership im ha'oivet kechavim together with the yevet kechavim. So zakta mishnah depends how much each partner owns. Im ein b'shel Yisrael. If you don't have in the chelik of the Yisrael, shir chal, the shir, then one would be chayiv for chal, which we know is 5/4 kav of kemach, then the din is p'turim min achal. So basically what we're saying is like this. The dough of the yevet kechavim is p'tur an chal. The dough of Yisrael is chayim echala. What do we do now over here that it's owned jointly? So we say, well, only the chelik of the Yisrael is chayim echala. So therefore, if the Yisrael does not have in this dough the shear of chala, then the dough is pater. So this is a good riddle. How could it be that I have far more than 5/4 kav of kamach? And a Yisrael is standing here. And he's part owner. Yet the dough is still pater echala. And the answer is, if we're going to look up how much the Yid owns and how much the Yevet Kechavim owns, what is the deal here? What are the terms of this partnership? If the Yisrael has less than Chameshas Revam Kemach, even though it's a huge dough, it's still Pturim and Achala, because it's only the Chelik of the Yisrael that would be Mechayiv, the dough and Chala. There are some Rishonim that say, this is Dafka, when each of the partners here, the Yevet Kechavim and the Yisrael, put in a little bit of flour here, and they mixed it into a dough. So, how much was the Yisrael? How much was the Yevet Kechavim's? But let's say Yisrael and Yevet Kechavim get together, and they purchase peiros or tfua, so each one has a shutfus in each piece. So then we say even the chelik that belongs to the Yisrael, according to some Rishonim, would be pater and chala. But from the Rashi and the Rashi, it's mashma that it makes no difference how the shutfus is set up. As long as you have a sheer chala in the chelik of the Yisrael, there's going to be a chiyuv chala.